Welcome to this week's message from Cross Life Church. I'm Andrew Portnoy. Hey, all you moms out there, thanks for being our moms. It's your special day, and the Bible is full of wisdom, appreciation, and celebration for you because you are a gift from God to our world. We know that most moms are underappreciated for all the work that they do. What if praise and affirmation from mom was the currency she required to be a good mom? She'd do the laundry, run errands, change diapers, and keep the cone on the dog recovering from surgery only if the family expressed their appreciation for all that she does all the time. That's actually something to be afraid of because we often don't show our moms the appreciation they deserve. Today, we're going to encourage moms, remind families to appreciate moms, and give underappreciated moms the best news ever. Watch and listen as Pastor Darren brings us good news for underappreciated moms.
Welcome, Cross Lifers, and good morning again on this special Mother's Day celebration as we acknowledge motherhood and thank God for it. Amazingly, this is a part of our series, Facing a Future Without Fear, and we want moms to not be afraid, to be themselves, and to fulfill their God-given calling. Listen to these words right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning at verse 6. They fit right into our series, and the Apostle Paul mentions mothers. Beginning at verse 6, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Paul is again writing on behalf of himself and Silas and Timothy, the apostles, and he says this, "We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were gentle among you. Just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you. Because we loved you so much, we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We worked night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you." So what if appreciation and praise and thanks was the currency that mothers needed in order to operate, kind of like a vending machine? The coins of appreciation and thanks and praise needed to clink down inside mom in order for her to do her job as a mom. "Thanks, Mom, for handling my dirty socks and underwear and for lovingly separating lights and darks and for putting it in the washing machine in water that's just the right temperature and for remembering to take it out of the washing machine and put it into the dryer and then at the right time pulling it out of the dryer and folding it just right and giving it back to me like it's brand new and it smells so clean and new. Thanks, Mom. You're the best. Cha-ching! Mom does laundry for another day. Thanks, Mom, for cleaning up my crumbs on the table after I ate my peanut butter sandwich. Mom, you're the best. Cha-ching! Mom cleans the kitchen for another day. Thanks, honey, for getting up in the middle of the night with the baby every night. And thanks for planning our meals and paying the bills. Oh, thanks, honey. You're amazing. You're beautiful. Our children are going to have a bright future because of you. Honey, can I give you a foot rub or take you out to dinner or wash your car? Cha-ching! What if moms were looking for praise from people? That's what I just read in verse 6. Looking for praise from people every day, like the kind of praise that moms get on Mother's Day. Well, I think they'd be disappointed. Because I think moms are underappreciated. Now, what if moms, being underappreciated, developed a little bit of a spirit of discouragement and disappointment? because they aren't given the praise and the recognition that they truly deserve. And then what if that spirit of disappointment and discouragement grows into just some low-level simmering bitterness? And that bitterness takes root. And then that the root of bitterness develops shoots of impatience and irritability. And what if mom, not getting the recognition and appreciation that she deserves and that she desires, and all of this happens, and she grows to be impatient and irritable? She starts snapping at the children. She starts nagging at her husband because he's behaving childish like one of the kids, for Pete's sake. And she uses her mom assertive voice with her mom authority, and she finds herself saying all the time, "Be quiet, clean up. Do you want me to count to three? One, two." First Thessalonians 2, verse 6. She is looking for praise from people, and she's not being paid the currency that she deserves. I get it. She's not getting paid that. And so mom becomes a mercenary. She has replaced her delight and her passion for motherhood with duty and professionalism. She's like an independent contractor not getting paid enough money. Now, this is real, and this can happen over a day, over a decade, or even in a few minutes. Is very real. As a matter of fact, it's mentioned in the Bible. The very thing that I just described is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 56, which says, "The most gentle and sensitive woman among you will begrudge the husband she loves and her own son or daughter." Today, the Apostle Paul compares pastoring these Thessalonian Christians, these believers. He compares that with a mother parenting her child. It's as if the Apostle Paul is writing a Mother's Day card. I mean, these words are, I can't believe I haven't preached on these ever in my ministry on Mother's Day, but here they are, 1 Thessalonians 2, verses 6 through 8. "We were not looking for praise from people, not from you or anyone else, even though as apostles of Christ, we could have asserted our authority. Instead, we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cares for her children, so we cared for you." Moms, I want to take you back, if I can right now. I want to take you back to the blood, sweat, and tears of the delivery room. Can I do that? You know that moment when you had your baby and things maybe happened and escalated faster than you anticipated, and all of a sudden you were the focus of attention in a heartbeat, and the medical team, the doctors and nurses, they were looking at you and they had expectations of you, and you were supposed to breathe a certain way, and you were supposed to remain calm, and you were supposed to not be in too much pain, but tell them if you're in too much pain, and you were supposed to push like this bowling ball sized thing out of you, or maybe you were quick rushed to an emergency C-section, and it all happened so fast, or maybe not fast enough, and you're in labor for 24 hours, and that was painful, but finally, at the end of it all, the baby is delivered, and your baby, your precious little baby, comes out screaming his or her disapproval, like you did something wrong, crying. And it's tense, and you haven't caught your breath yet, and you're wondering, is this supposed to be this not romantic? Because I was really hoping it would just be nice and calm and serene. And the nurse takes your baby and puts your baby on your chest, skin to skin. And your baby goes from crying to cooing. And you can hear your baby breathe. And your baby can hear your heartbeat and hear you breathe too. And you rub your baby's head, your baby kind of nuzzles in, and it's this moment of gentle intimacy. As far as you know, there's nothing else going on in the world right now, nothing except this. That is how the Apostle Paul describes the love and care that he and the other apostles gave to the Thessalonians, but it's more than that here. That's how the Bible describes God's gentle intimacy and love and affection for you. All right, so we have it right here in Isaiah 49, verse 15. God once promised it this way. Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will not forget you. That's a promise from God. He says, I will not underappreciate you, moms. I will not neglect you, woman who cannot bear children. I will not leave you broken, mom who miscarried. I will not leave you alone, single mom, widow, divorced mom. I will appreciate you. I will recognize you. I will have compassion on you. I will be there. I will be engaged and involved in you and in your family. God says, I will not forget you. So moms, women, wives, mother figures, God loves you. He loves you with that passion, with that gentle intimacy that you saw and perhaps even have experienced with your own child. God loves you so much that he gives you his life. What is that? God the Father gave you his one and only Son who gave up his life for you. And then the Holy Spirit has given you new life in your baptism, and you've been born again spiritually. And God the Father embraces you with his arms and says, everything's going to be okay. I love you. You are mine. I will not forget you. That word that the Apostle Paul used here about care, the care that he and the apostles give to the Thessalonians, very special word. It really means to cherish and to comfort. And interestingly, it's the same word that by verbal inspiration Paul uses in Ephesians 5 when he said that Christ cares for the church, for all believers. Christ cherishes and comforts all believers. All right, kids, I need you to do me a favor now, kids. I'm going to help you give a special Mother's Day gift to your mom, but I need you to help me a little bit and just go with me here. Okay, trust me, it's going to be good. But here's what I need you to do, kids. I need you to put your thinking cap on, and I need you to remember something recently. And what I need you to remember, kids, when was the last time you did something naughty or wrong that made mom upset? Maybe it was this morning. Maybe it was yesterday, this past week. Maybe it was a while back. I need you to think of that. And then kids, if your mom is there in the room with you, I need you to go to your mom and say, when you think of what you've done wrong and made mom upset, okay? You go to mom right now and say, Mom, I'm sorry for, and you tell her what you're sorry for, and then ask, will you forgive me? Okay, do that right now. Mom, I'm sorry for, will you forgive me? Moms, how do you respond to that? What do you do when your child comes to you and says that? Of course you say, yes, I forgive you. And you might linger with a hug. You might hug them even tighter than they're hugging you. Yes, I forgive you. Okay, moms, now listen. Let your kids go for a second. Kids, good job. Thank you. You just gave your moms a Mother's Day gift, and it's not just you saying you're sorry, but it's this right here. Moms, this is what God does to you. This is what he is saying right now. He's saying that he loves you, that he appreciates you, that he forgives you. He cares for you so much. He loves you so much. Moms, mother figures, women, wives, he does not forget you. He gently cares for you. He soothes and comforts you. So, verse 9 says something, and I want to end this way. All right, moms, mother figures, wives, women, everyone who's listening, I want to end this way. You might say to your children, like the Apostle Paul says here in verse 9, surely you remember our toil and hardship. We worked night and day not to be a burden to anyone while we preached the gospel of God to you. Did you hear that, moms? You hear that? As you work hard, night and day, as you're toiling and striving, as you're doing the laundry and cleaning the kitchen and planning meals and taking kids on errands and figuring out how to help them with their homework at home and living through a quarantine. Moms, as you're working night and day, your toil and hardship, you're preaching. You are preaching the gospel of God to your kids, mom. As a Christian mom with faith in God, you are preaching to your kids. So, moms, give to your family what God first gives to you. That's how to be a mom. And you don't need to be paid. You don't need to be a mercenary or not an independent contractor. You don't need coins going into you. Just give to your family what God first gives to you. Give them the compassion and care that God has given to you. Give them the comfort and the soothing that God has already given to you. Give them the forgiveness that God has already given to you. Give them especially appreciation. Because moms, God truly appreciates you. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God, what a powerful message for moms, and not just powerful, but gentle too. Encouraging, heartwarming, even intimate, God, as you make promises here about all believers receiving your grace through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and especially moms, wives, women, mother figures, receiving your grace and favor too. God, thank you for helping us to appreciate our mothers today. Help us as a society to hold women and mothers up, to appreciate the divine calling that you have given to moms and the beauty that you have given to them and to their families. Bless moms today too, God. Bless them and help them be courageous in you, be confident in the calling that you've given them, and to appreciate your appreciation for them so it leads them to appreciate their calling all the time. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on this Mother's Day as we thank God for the gift of mothers and encourage moms with the gospel. Families are at the center of our biblical values at CrossLife. To find out more, visit our website at crosslifepf.org and click on the Family tab. God bless your week and see you next Sunday. I'm Andrew Portnoy. And for all of us here at CrossLife, stay safe and God bless.